I've been watching what I think is a Luna moth cocoon for 2 weeks now, hoping against hope that I won't miss the magical moment when the beautiful creature emerges. I'm only 95% sure that the caterpillar was a Luna moth one, and because it fell on some hard pavement when it dropped off my neighbor's porch railing, I'm not at all sure that it will survive the pupal stage. But hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul, or the thing that flies on delicate butterfly wings and perches in the heart, or something like that. Anyway, I'm hopeful that I'll see it take wing. But meanwhile, it's important, even when waiting for such a momentous and lovely event, to draw my eyes away now and then. And as it turns out, Saturday evening was an excellent time for looking up. The sky above Superior Street and along the North Shore was filled with nighthawks, each bird delicately flitting this way and that in pursuit of bugs, even as the whole mass of them was steadily heading toward the end of the lake and then working its way south. Although their wings are long and slender, nighthawks fly in a very moth-like way, with delicate wing beats and an erratic path which can seem completely random when you're watching a single bird. It's only when you see a collection that it's clear they're working toward a definite direction, even as each bird makes forays this way and that to catch the flying bugs that fuel its flight. The delicate and erratic flight of nighthawks is part of their charm, enhanced by beautiful white crescents on their slender, pointed wings, but somehow the beauty is even richer because of my own personal interactions with nighthawks. I was licensed to keep one that had an irreparably broken wing for 8 years as an education bird. I named him Fred, after Mr. Rogers, because he was so calm and gentle-spirited. Nighthawks are vulnerable to crashing into wires. When they were common nesters in Duluth, people found a lot of injured ones, and every nighthawk I ever received had those same gentle ways. They have an interesting digestive system designed for nothing but catching flying insects, with a huge capacious mouth but just a tiny beak, useful for preening soft loose feathers and holding its nostrils in place, but not much else. And they have a tiny vestigial tongue that is too far back to be able to taste anything. Nighthawks don't use mouth or throat muscles to swallow their food. They swoop through the sky, and when they fly into a bug, their throat simply opens wide and the bug goes down the hatch. Nighthawks are closely related to owls, both entirely dependent on animal food. I've always thought the two groups reached some evolutionary fork in the road, and while owls were just fine with seizing, grasping, and chomping into their food, nighthawks simply could not kill with such gusto, so they leave the actual killing up to their digestive juices. Nighthawks migrate toward South America in huge groups, moving when winds are light and there are plenty of bugs in the sunset sky. Watching the sky in hopes that they'll wing past is rather like watching a Luna moth cocoon, hoping against hope that it will open while you're staring at it, and out will emerge a beautiful evening moth. Both Luna moths and nighthawks are far less common than they were when I was a girl, making our experiences with both all the more precious. You can watch for many hours of many evenings wondering whether you're wasting time, but when nighthawks suddenly appear, every moment of wait was well worth it. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds. Beep.